USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A trio of states are suing to keep a public health rule in place, which has been used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants caught at the U.S. southern border. Attorneys general in Louisiana, Missouri, and Arizona call the end of Title 42 a man-made, self-inflicted calamity. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich saying putting an end to Title 42 would put too much stress on border patrols, social workers, and other safety networks.
More Americans are going to die, and more taxpayers are going to have to pay for, you know, everything from health care to education benefits as the system gets overwhelmed.
A new cyber bureau is being launched by the State Department. The Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy will take on diplomatic issues relating to technology in a move to modernize the department. This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
President Biden is calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
Speaking to reporters at Fort McNair Monday, President Biden condemning recent mass killings in the northwest Ukraine town of Bucha, Biden wanting Russian President Vladimir Putin to be held accountable in a war crimes trial, but says more information and details must be gathered first. Meantime, President Biden says United States will provide Ukraine with more weapons as they continue their fight against Russia. The travel nightmare continues on Monday with more flights being canceled after a couple thousand were scrapped because of bad weather over the weekend. FlightAware reporting at least 500 flights have been canceled within, into, or out of the United States so far. Spirit Airlines has been the most impacted with 27% of its flights being canceled. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medication Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you have taken these products and have been diagnosed with cancer. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com now to see if you qualify for free.
French wine and fruit growers are doing what they can to combat the coldest day in April in years.
French winemakers are lighting heat fires to thaw their grapevines to save them from a late frost following a winter warm spell, a temperature swing that is threatening fruit crops in multiple countries. Ice-coated vines stretched across hillsides from Chablis as the Burgundy region woke Monday to temperatures of 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Fruit growers are worried that the frost will likely kill off large number of early buds, which appeared in March as temperatures rose above 68 degrees.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. The price for a gallon of gas in the United States reached record highs in many areas last month. California Congressman Ro Khanna tells Fox Business the United States needs to increase renewable energy production.
Let's move to investing in renewable energy, and I think most people will agree that that's a long-term solution, and that's what the SEC's pricing does. It just says let's take the long-term risks of carbon holdings into account.
The Democrats saying there are permits owned by drillers that are not being utilized. Republicans counter by saying some of the land permits are not profitable and the government should offer more leases. And the Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is $233 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.